2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock, and today is Monday, April 12th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 44 degrees.
Crash and Magna on the 201. I'm Lynn Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour. A police officer meant to grab her taser. Instead, she fired a gun near Minneapolis this weekend. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Body camera footage showed the police shooting death of Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. You can hear an officer shout, "Taser, taser," as officers struggled with Wright before she shoots him once with her service weapon. It seemed to Police Chief Tim Gannon to be a deadly mistake.
From what I viewed and the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge.
The officer is now on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Salt Lake City Police Department is unveiling a less lethal firearm for their department. It is a shotgun that fires softer rounds, and they believe it can bring down a suspect without seriously injuring them. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
Maria, it's called a super sock round, and essentially it's a sock filled with ball bearings, but it offers a lot more padding than the rubber bullets used in the past. Still, though, they hurt, and the Salt Lake City Police Department says they can be used in scenarios like a suicidal person or somebody with a knife threatening others. They call it an extended range baton, and it does the same kind of damage that a baton would do, but they could do it from a safer distance, up to 20 feet away. Currently, there are 85 of these shotguns in the field, and the department wants to have 100 officers equipped with them soon. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A Salt Lake City clothing shop still plans to open today after a scare yesterday with a threat over a face mask. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
The Stockist here in the 9th and 9th area of Salt Lake City has clear signage saying that face masks are required. And they say in the past, if they've had to remind anyone, most people just put it on or they might complain a little bit. But in this case, Sunday afternoon, a man refused and became angry. They asked him to leave and they say on his way out, he threatened them all to shoot them.
So they closed their doors Sunday afternoon and called police. Police have arrested a man who they say threatened to kill a UTA employee over mask wearing. Adam Robin Green is facing several charges, including assault of a police officer. A Front Runner host approached him on Saturday while he was riding on the train about turning his music down and putting on a mask. She alleges Green threatened to stab her. He's also accused of threatening UTA officers when they questioned him later. Governor Spencer Cox says the threats over mask wearing, that is unacceptable behavior.
By the way, it's still illegal to threaten people with their life, and we will hold those people accountable and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. And so, look, be respectful. Let's be kind with each other. We know this has been a hard go for everyone.
Governor Cox joined KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic. He also asked people to be respectful of private businesses who still require masks. Masks are still required at Utah schools. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The coronavirus vaccine could receive emergency approval for use in 12 to 15-year-olds soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor at the White House, on a possible timeline.
We would hope that children in high school will be able to be vaccinated by the time we get to the early fall season.
Dr. Fauci also says he will likely work with the pediatrician offices when the vaccine is approved for kids. Vaccine distribution in minority populations nationwide is lagging.
Black and African-American individuals make up about 12% of the U.S. population and are just 8.4% of those receiving at least one dose of the vaccine. And 18% of the country identifies as Hispanic or Latino, yet they make up only 10.7% of those receiving vaccinations. We must do better.
Excuse me, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky speaking during today's White House COVID briefing. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals is asking the FDA to approve expanded use of its COVID-19 treatment. The company is in phase three clinical trials of the drug. They say it reduces symptomatic infections by 81%. The drug is already authorized to treat adults with mild to moderate cases. Now they are seeking approval for the drug as a preventative treatment. Former President Trump was given the therapy after being diagnosed with the virus. A Utah-based real estate company just purchased a large area of Daybreak in South Jordan. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the update.
Larry H. Miller Real Estate now owns 1,300 acres of undeveloped land in a master plan community for an undisclosed amount of money. The deal includes some commercial properties along with the undeveloped residential land. It does not include existing homes. Company CEO Steve Starks, in a press release sent this morning, says they are looking forward to building on an already established success that is Daybreak and believes the community will continue to grow with the thousands of homes expected to be built within the designated areas. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a proposal in Texas could impact the playing of the national anthem at sporting events, and a look at your noontime drive.
We have a crash in Magna on the 201 freeway westbound at 80th West, slowing up the drive there. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Now it's easier to find more of this.
Posturing, baiting, and grandstanding in just this muck of political prop wash.
We're excited to announce an expanded Inside Sources.
From 1 till 3.
More than ever, rely on KSL News Radio.
What can you do with a great rate on a home equity credit line from Zions Bank? Apparently, a lot of great things. Get 1.99% intro APR for the first 6 months, 3.50% to 5.00% variable APR thereafter, and get going on those home upgrades you've always wanted to make. Apply today at zionsbank.com/homeequity or call 1-800-789-5626 to learn more about costs and terms. Loan subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See Banker for details. Division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 467014.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, the Salt Lake City Police Department is adding a new firearm for when they need to use force. They say the shotgun is less lethal and can bring down a suspect without serious injury. KSL News Time, 12:07. The debate over the national anthem has found its way to the Texas legislature. ABC's Jim Ryan reports on a bill being dubbed the Star-Spangled Banner Protection Act.
Under the measure, any professional sports team with contracts with the state government must play the national anthem before the start of a game. What's surprising is not that it passed, but that 10 of the Texas Senate's 13 Democrats supported it, including Royce West of Dallas.
Are there problems in this country? Yes. Is there divisiveness? Yes. Is there racism? Yes. But I don't think singing the Star Spangled Banner, not singing it, is going to solve those particular more critical problems.
The bill now moves into the GOP-controlled Texas House. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Mars helicopter is grounded. NASA has had to reschedule the first flight for Ingenuity's first experimental flight. The 4-pound chopper had a technical issue during a test spin of the rotors on Friday. NASA says they will reschedule a full-speed test, but no sooner than later this week. President Biden's German Shepherd will receive training after biting yet another person. A spokesman says the dog named Major is having trouble adjusting to life at the White House. Last month, Major bit a Secret Service agent and was relocated to the Biden's home in Delaware for a time. But CNN says less than 3 weeks later, he bit another White House worker, this time a member of the National Park Service, on the grounds. A long day of tributes to Prince Philip in the British Parliament. More now from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Leading the session in the House of Commons, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Philip's years of service touched the lives of millions.
He made this country a better place. And for that, he will be remembered with gratitude and with fondness for generations to come.
Yeah. Johnson highlighted the Duke's service in the Royal Navy during the Second World War, his interest in the environment, and his passion for invention and innovation. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Lynn Thomas, good afternoon. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, the traffic flow is still rolling along in the freeways in the noon hour very nicely in the Wasatch Front. I-15 showing no delays. The belt routes are busy but working well. I-80 westbound of the desert or eastbound at Kimball Junction is looking fine. But we do have that crash westbound on the 201 at 80th West or right lane closed. Looking to purchase an RV? Get rates as low as 2.79% APR and up to 15 years financing. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. I'm Lynn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check your forecast now. Here's Grant Wayman.
Here's 60 degrees, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Short and sweet. Right now, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, Utah families are seeing skyrocketing home prices. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the first part of our series, Priced Out, Finding an Affordable Home in Utah. That's up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Women's professional golf is coming to Southern Utah. The Symetra Tours Copper Rock Championship is April 19th through the 24th at the Copper Rock Golf Club in Hurricane. Get your tournament week tickets right now and get access to all 3 days of competition. You could also volunteer at the event and help local charities. The Symetra Tours Copper Rock Championship is April 19th through the 24th at the Copper Rock Golf Club in Hurricane. Get all your tickets and information at copperrockchampionship.com.
The Cold Podcast is back with a new season, focusing on the tragic story of Joyce Yost, a woman who survived being kidnapped and sexually assaulted, only to go missing months later.
She vanished.
She was the whole package. She was just wrapped up with the most beautiful bow, and he took all that from us.
For years, investigators lacked the evidence to charge the suspect in Joyce's disappearance, until someone turned against him.
They want me. To get me.
Investigative reporter Dave Colley reveals new audio, including Joyce's report to police.
And I pulled in my driveway, and all of a sudden this little red sports car parking stall next to me.
And the evidence that finally links her attacker to her murder.
What convinced me that something really had happened was the evidence.
Follow Cold and listen for free on Amazon Music so you don't miss an episode. Or go to thecoldpodcast.com. This is the year to forget about housework, yard work, and all the hassles of home ownership. At Trio Independent Senior Living, their residents enjoy the best of senior living with none of the stress. Drop into a group exercise class, join them for an afternoon of exciting games, or take in a movie with some of your Trio friends. Find a new hobby or rekindle a lifelong passion, all while the Trio staff cooks and serves you excellent meals and takes care of all of your housekeeping and maintenance needs. It's time to come home to the award-winning Trio Senior Living in Orem, Utah. The way independent senior living should be. Visit their website today to get a tour and see how Trio can improve your outlook and your lifestyle. Just visit TrioOrem.com and ask about their limited-time free rent special. TrieoOrem.com. TRIO, Independent Senior Living.
It started off as a normal day. I felt fine when I arrived at the plant.
Ruth Junius's life was about to change.
Then I dropped my keys. They kept slipping out of my hand. My arm felt numb. A coworker asked me if I was okay, and I couldn't speak. I started to get scared.
Ruth was having a stroke. People around her weren't sure what to do.
They thought I should go home or lie down, but I knew something was very wrong. I wrote 911 on a piece of paper with my other hand, and someone called for me.
Because everyone acted quickly, doctors at the hospital were able to give Ruth treatment that started to reverse the symptoms.
Within a few minutes, I was talking again. I didn't know a thing about stroke before I had one. Now I make sure that my friends and family know all the signs of stroke so they'll get help fast if they need it.
No stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. Call 1-800-352-9424 for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new less lethal firearm is unveiled by the Salt Lake City Police Department. They want to have 100 officers equipped with them soon. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Governor Spencer Cox says people who threaten others, including private businesses, over masks will be prosecuted. Police are investigating one incident at a Salt Lake business this weekend. One man was arrested after allegedly threatening a UTA employee on Saturday. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Len Thomas.
Fire trucks and police on the scene of an accident. This is westbound on the 201 at 80th West and right lane closed. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine up to near 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is a beautiful day, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A deadly mistake. A police officer meant to grab her taser. Instead, she fired a gun near Minneapolis.
Body camera footage showed the police shooting death of Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Taser, taser.
You can hear an officer shout, "Taser, taser," as officers struggled with Wright before she shoots him once with her service weapon. It seemed to Police Chief Tim Gannon to be a deadly mistake.
From what I viewed and the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge.
The officer is now on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president's been briefed on the situation. Also at the White House, the coronavirus response team with guidance on when your kids may be able to get the COVID shot.
The U.S. continues its downward trend in the number of daily COVID deaths with a 30% decrease, according to Johns Hopkins University. A key contributor to the decline, more adults getting vaccinated, according to health officials. But talking about children getting vaccinated, the White House COVID-19 response team says it is asking the FDA to authorize emergency use for children aged 12 to 15. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci on a potential time frame.
We would hope that children in high school will be able to be vaccinated by the time we get to the early fall season.
Andrew Dimbert, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden today meeting with a bipartisan group of lawmakers about his $2 trillion infrastructure plan, the White House indicating that he's open to compromise with Republicans. On the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, officials trying to find a way to remove tons of ash, which spewed from a volcano and damaged buildings and caused power outages. Cruise ships at the ready to house thousands of evacuees. As the border surge grows, the Biden administration announcing two additional California sites to process unaccompanied migrant minors. More than a dozen have opened since the president was sworn in. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Two police officers are recovering after being shot on Saturday outside the Salt Lake County Jail. Sheriff Rosie Rivera says the suspect, Joshua Michael Johnson, has a long criminal history. So part of their investigation is looking into how he got a gun.
I don't know that right now. I will know that after the investigation. Typically, in some of these types of cases, they're stolen guns. I'm sure the protocol team will confirm where the gun came from and whether or not it was stolen. An individual with that kind of criminal history could not buy a gun legally. So, you know, one thing I'd like to tell our community, if you own guns, lock them up, because these guys will go out and they will steal your guns. You know, they're struggling drug addiction, and they'll do anything to get that drug.
Sheriff Rivera tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic the two officers have a long recovery ahead.
I'm just really glad that they are alive and we're working with them and their families to make sure that they have everything that they need for now, but it will be a long road to get over this. You know, law enforcement is really good about taking care of their own, so we'll make sure that they're very well taken care of.
One officer is still in the hospital after losing his eye. The other was grazed on the cheek by a bullet and released from the hospital on Saturday afternoon. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Lynn Thomas, you do have at least one problem out there.
My mic switch there.
There you go.
Yeah, I tried it a couple times, but there it goes. We're looking pretty good out there, really. All the freeways are in good shape. We do have, the only problem we have is in Magnet, 80th West. This is westbound. We got at least one right lane closed. You got fire trucks and service vehicles on the scene there. So if you're heading that direction out there, you might want to take the I-80 and get off a little bit further down the road or before that. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, let's check the 7-day forecast, see if it's going to stay this nice.
Sunshine, we are near 60 degrees for today. Strong canyon winds tonight and through early tomorrow morning. Watch out for the crosswinds on I-15 north of Salt Lake. Highs tomorrow 58, and then rain showers and some snow showers in the works for Wednesday. High of 54, more of the same on Thursday, also 54. 59, partly cloudy on Friday. We're up to 63 Saturday with a mixed sun and clouds. Sunshine on Sunday back up to 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And that's what happens in the spring, just a little bit of everything. Right now, sunshine and 49 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets are starting off the week in negative territory. We'll get you an update of your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
Hi, Doug Ryan, and I was talking to my friends at Burt Brothers, and they know that a lot of us have been working from home. We've been driving less. The statistics tell us that. And now we're chomping to get out into Utah's great outdoors. And if you're looking ahead at an adventure, Burt Brothers, they want you to know that you can drop by in your car, truck, RV, even the trailer. If it's been sitting around, if you've been driving less, make sure everything's in tip-top shape. Thanks to the people at Burt Brothers. And by the way, right now, during the month of April, you can save $100 on select Bridgestone tires and get up to $150 on select Goodyear tires. Burt Brothers, doing tires and service better since 1941. And by the way, if you've planned that trip and maybe some of the budget has been blown on it, it's okay. They've got you covered at Burt Brothers with stress-free financing that you can pay over time on your Burt Brothers credit card. Find the location near you at burtbrothers.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
The University of Utah has an exciting new research study for moms and daughters. The MEND2 lab is looking at the ways that moms and daughters' moods and behaviors affect each other. Healthy teen girls between the ages of 11 and 16 and their biological moms can volunteer. Mothers and daughters are compensated for their time. For more information, please call or text 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039. They can provide more details about the different parts of the study, or you can find out more at the MEND2 Lab website. You or your daughter may be asked to complete interviews, surveys, cognitive tests, or an MRI exam. You have the right to opt out of the study at any time. Spread the word to friends and family who may be interested. Again, please call or text. That's 385-313-0039.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time 12:24. The IOC and organizers for the Tokyo Olympics have now banned fans from abroad from attending the games over concerns of spreading COVID. ABC's Yuni Han explains what is planned for athletes who contract the virus while at the games.
Athletes at the Tokyo Olympics who contract COVID could be housed at a nearby hotel, according to Japanese news agency Kyodo, citing unnamed sources. Organizers are reportedly working to secure 300 rooms near the athletes' village for those who don't require hospitalization. The Olympics, which are set to open on July 23rd, are opposed by 80% of Japanese polled, and fewer than 1% of the country has been vaccinated due to slow vaccine rollout. Yuni Han, ABC News.
KSL News Time 12:25, watching Utah's money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Shoppers in the UK are rushing back to pubs for the first time in months. Some pubs open just after midnight to celebrate the opening. England's gyms, zoos, and hairdressers are also reopening. Jeans are having a comeback. Sales for jean maker Levi Strauss were above expectations last quarter. The CEO says the trend towards casualization is leading more people to buy jeans. KSL Drive's two big South Korean electric vehicle battery makers are opening factories in Georgia. President Biden called the move a win for the American auto industry. And your money at this moment, the Dow down by 120 points. It sits at 33,679. S&P 500 down by 7. The NASDAQ, it's down by 59 points. French winemakers are facing what could be the worst frost in decades. ABC's Inez de la Quatera is in Paris and reports this could ruin this year's harvest.
The French government looking into an emergency rescue package that would help winemakers around the country after several nights of freezing temperatures damaged both crops and vines. Vineyards from Bordeaux to Burgundy to Champagne possibly dealing with the worst frost in decades. During a recent visit to the Loire Valley, France's agriculture minister saying it was, quote, an episode of extreme violence which has caused extremely significant damage, end quote. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
And stay with us. Up next, we'll check your drive. KSL News Time, 1226.
Hi, Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
Our job is to make sure between 5 and 9 in the morning, you hear the biggest stories.
Things that are really important to you.
And this is Boyd Matheson. My job, afternoons from 1 to 3, is to take some of those stories, ask smart questions, and help you think about the world differently.
We're all news from 5 to 9.
And I add depth and analysis on inside sources from 1 to 3.
That's our job.
At KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Better weather, longer days, and the urge to get outside. Spring has sprung. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and we'd love to help you scoot into spring and enjoy $200 off our high-quality scooters. Bringing wellness home is our motto, so also enjoy $200 off our best-selling lift chairs. Come visit any of our 10 Alpine Home Medical locations ranging from St. George to Idaho Falls. Our friendly, fully trained staff will help you with any of your home medical needs. We're committed to keeping our employees and our customers safe during this pandemic. We offer curbside pickup, delivery, and a thorough cleaning and sanitizing procedure. For any other questions you may have, give us a call or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call is threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center today. Hi, Len.
Hello, Maria. We have a crash in Davis County. It's 2000 West at 1800 North on the right shoulder, affecting traffic a bit in that area. Also, the one out of Magnet. That's westbound 201 at 80th West with the right lane closed. It looks like they've got that pretty much under control now. And it's your time to know your home has been your sanctuary. This spring, brighten up your landscape with bedding plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Find Olson's flowers at Home Depot, Costco, and Walmart to brighten your world this spring. I'm Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine near 60 today. Canyon winds picking up tonight. Some strong downslope winds between here, that is Salt Lake City and Ogden, with some of the gusts around 50 miles an hour. Otherwise, mostly to partly cloudy, 58. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleo. It's a beautiful 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. The first ever electric school buses in the state are being deployed in the Salt Lake City School District. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Starting today, two electric buses are being used to transport students on the west side of Salt Lake City. By next week, two more electric buses will be deployed in the same area. Transportation Fleet Manager Ken Martinez says they should be ready to handle whatever Utah's weather has in store for us.
These buses are equipped with air conditioning, so we can run them all during the summer as well as full heat.
He says the new electric vehicles also require much less maintenance compared to the standard diesel buses. The district is currently in the bidding process to add more electric vehicles, and they hope to have a fleet of 8 energy-efficient buses by this time next year. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Even though the state mask mandate ended over the weekend, masks are still required at large events, and several businesses along the Wasatch Front are still requiring them. Grand County has chosen to extend a mask mandate, and Salt Lake City's mayor wants people to still wear masks. Two officers are recovering after being shot in the face outside the Salt Lake County Jail. This morning, Salt Lake County Sheriff Rosie Rivera says investigators are trying to find out exactly how the suspect, 31-year-old Joshua Michael Johnson, who has a rather lengthy arrest record, got a gun.
An individual with that kind of criminal history could not buy a gun legally. So, one thing I'd like to tell our community, if you own guns, lock them up. Because these guys will go out and they will steal your guns.
Sheriff Rivera on with Dave and Dujanovic this morning. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. One man is dead. Three officers are injured after a high-speed chase in Georgia ended in an exchange of gunfire. Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley says at one point the vehicle stopped, then fled the scene with a suspect in the car opening fire.
At this time, one suspect is dead. One suspect is in custody, and three officers have been wounded.
A Georgia State Trooper clocked the vehicle going 111 miles per hour before the initial traffic stop. A police officer in Windsor, Virginia, has been fired after body cam video shows an Army lieutenant getting pepper sprayed during a traffic stop. The video shows Lieutenant Karen Nazario, who is black and Latino, stopped in a well-lit area. Officers stopped him because they thought he didn't have a proper license plate.
The traffic stop was in December, and in the police report, one of the officers wrote that the lieutenant was eluding police because he didn't stop right away. In his lawsuit, the lieutenant says it was less than 2 minutes and that he wanted to pull over into this well-lit area. He was released with no charges and is now suing the police in federal court.
ABC's Steve Osunsami reporting. Lieutenant Nazario says the car was newly purchased and the video shows that there was a license plate in the back. A key promise on police reform that President Biden made as a candidate is being put aside. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
The White House is not moving forward on President Biden's pledge to establish within his first 100 days a police oversight commission, a decision made after consulting with civil rights leaders and police unions. Susan Rice, the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, says in a statement that a commission would not be the most effective way to deliver on the administration's top priority, getting the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act signed into law. The bill would establish a national standard for the operation of police departments, mandate data collection on police encounters, and ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The president is meeting with lawmakers today to discuss his $2 trillion infrastructure proposal. Many Republicans are concerned about the bill's hefty price tag. The Biden administration says that they are optimistic all sides can come to an agreement. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells ABC's senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce that the president is open to hearing other proposals.
So is he willing to negotiate on the scope and the price tag, or just on ways to pay for this?
He absolutely is. He looks forward to hearing their ideas.
White House officials also say the president expects to make changes to the proposal. Las Vegas may ban ornamental grass. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
Las Vegas water officials are asking the Nevada legislature to pass a law banning non-functional turf. That's grass that's just ornamental. The Southern Nevada Water Authority estimates there are almost 8 square miles of the grass in the Vegas area. They say it requires 4 times as much water as drought-tolerant landscaping, think cactus and other succulents. They estimate ripping out the grass will reduce the annual water used by about 15%. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the president is creating a commission to study expanding the Supreme Court. KSL News Radio's Boyd Matheson will break down what this could lead to. Plus, we'll take a look at your noontime drive.
Well, right now, Rick, the only thing going on, Maria, is the crash on 2000 West at 1800 North in Davis County and one on the 201 freeway at 80th West, a right lane closed there. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
More news coming to KSL.
KSL's top story this hour.
And more inside sources.
We're going to divide the rage from the reason 5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And then expanded inside sources from 1 till 3 afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
Fellow Utahans, Governor Cox is opening up vaccination eligibility to all state residents ages 16 and up starting Wednesday, March 24th. Don't delay in scheduling your vaccination appointment with Nomi Health by going to getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911 to secure an appointment as early as March 24th. Appointments are available across 5 locations in partnership with Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters to provide a familiar and comfortable location for Utahans. Nomi's mobile COVID-19 units are also traveling thousands of miles across rural Utah to provide no-cost testing and vaccinations to those who often have no other options nearby. They encourage all eligible residents to make their vaccination appointment today at getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911. The Nomi Health Team is working tirelessly to ensure as many Utahans can get vaccinated as possible and is proud to collaborate with the state to deliver COVID-19 solutions that get us all back to life as we know it.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
NMLS 181.
Buy or refi with the interest rate leader, LendRight Mortgage. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Salt Lake School District has some new buses. The electric buses are the first of their kind in the state. KSL News Time, 12:38. President Biden has a new commission. They will look into expanding the Supreme Court. They'll also look at possible term limits for the justices. Now, to break down what this could mean for the court, KSL News Radio's Boyd Matheson joins me. And Boyd, that would be a big change.
It would be a big change. And it's interesting that it's coming up now. There's been a lot of debate about it over the years. Depending on who's in power usually tends to drive that conversation or which way the court tends to be swinging. So, of course, former President Trump was able to get three nominees through and placed on the bench. So that definitely made a pivot to the right for the court. President Biden has always been against court packing or increasing that number. Gave a landmark speech back in the 70s about the fact that FDR was a boneheaded idea. He was really the last one to go down this idea of expanding the court to 15. Mm-hmm. I think the commission will probably come back and say, "Nah, this really isn't a good idea." And my biggest worry, and we're gonna hit this as we go through the 1 to 3 o'clock hours today, is that it will further undermine the confidence the American people have in the courts. And it's really kind of the last bastion of trust is in our judicial system.
And we need
that
some trust.
We need that. And so I really worry that this will further undermine that if it moves forward. Hopefully it's just another one of those blue ribbon commissions that can get a blue ribbon for being a blue ribbon
commission. Well, what would it take to actually change the court? I mean, you can't just change it willy-nilly.
No, that's right. It would take the Senate and the House would have to act. I was talking with Dave and Debbie earlier today, and it was interesting when FDR tried to pass the change to make it to 15, it was actually a Democrat, someone from his own party, who said, "Not so fast, my friend. This is not a good idea." And ultimately, he held it in the Senate Judiciary Committee for 165 days. And then finally, it all just kind of petered out a little bit. But this will be another interesting thing to see where Democrats fall on this. Republicans will surely line up against it, but it will be an interesting debate. And again, important for the trust and the confidence that we have in that system for the American people.
All right, Boyd. Thank you.
Thanks,
Boyd
Maria.
Matheson, coming up from 1 to 3, is going to flesh that all out for you. KSL News Time, 12:39. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Len Thomas, any trouble spots?
Well, we're looking at pretty smooth driving in the noon hour right now as you enjoy KSL and the blue skies. No delays in I-15. We have that crash at the 201 at 80th West with the right lane closed. They're working on getting that one out of the way. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the forecast now with Grant Wayman.
Here's 60 degrees, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is nice, 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, home and rental prices have skyrocketed along the Wasatch Front during the pandemic. We're going to go in depth with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas. He has the first part of our series, Priced Out, Finding an Affordable Home in Utah. That's coming up next right here on KSL News Radio.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. So why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Midvale today, 801-566-5559. 801-566-5559. Again, that's 801-566-5559. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. Find out how to grow your money today at wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency. Available for Utah residents only.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school,
not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night,
not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat?
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover,
not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize,
Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Is your home friendly? Meaning, is it protected by friendly home services? We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Or get $600 off a new sewer line installation. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the first ever electric school buses in the state are being deployed in the Salt Lake City School District. Starting today, two electric buses are being used to transport students on the west side of Salt Lake City. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, investigators in Minnesota say an officer likely accidentally discharged her firearm in shooting a 20-year-old black man yesterday during a traffic stop. Protests erupted in the city overnight. Third is look at your biggest traffic trouble spot.
Right now, we're in good shape along the freeways. All the accidents are cleared. A little bit of slowing as you head to Mills Junction off of I-80. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny day around 60. I'm Graham Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 51 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories.
Police say it was a deadly mistake that the officer who shot and killed Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Sunday at a traffic stop meant to draw her taser instead. Chief Tim Gannon.
I've watched the video myself, and there's nothing I can say to lessen the pain of Mr. Wright's family.
Police wanted to detain Wright after they learned that there was a warrant for him for skipping a court appearance. He had been charged with carrying a gun without a permit. All this just miles away from the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin for the death of George Floyd. The judge says a jury will not be sequestered in light of the traffic stop death. Cruise ships in a holding pattern around the Caribbean island of St. Vincent after several volcanic eruptions there. Ash is everywhere. Power is out on the island. But the governor is saying that there are very few on the island that actually do want to evacuate. Stocks are lower, 100 points down the Dow at this hour. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth. Home and rental prices have skyrocketed along the Wasatch Front during the pandemic. That's great for homeowners and landlords, but anyone trying to buy a home or rent an apartment is having a tough time. KSL News Radio's Dan Bombas has the first part of our series, Priced Out, Finding an Affordable Home in Utah.
Can we blame people moving here from California with buckets of cash for pushing up rents and home prices? Utah Foundation has looked at that question. Senior research analyst Christopher Collard told KSL-TV it's more the result of people from Utah who didn't leave.
So people stopped leaving Salt Lake City, the Salt Lake City metro area, the same rates they had over the previous years, you know, back to 2015. And that put some additional pressure on the housing market.
Why so high then? Turns out Utah's strong economy over many years is responsible for the long-term growth in housing prices. James Wood is a senior fellow at the University of Utah's Gardner Institute. He says it's now reaching a fever pitch.
The last 8 months have been the most heated period that I've seen in 50, almost 50 years of following the market.
The net result is low-wage workers being priced out of the market. Typical rent for a two-bedroom apartment in Salt Lake City today is about $1,200. If affordable is defined as paying no more than one-third of your income for housing, Tara Rollins with the Utah Housing Coalition says low-wage workers, those making 30% of the area median income, are hit the hardest.
We have 70% of people paying more than 50% of their income to housing. And so when you get up to the 50% of AMI, we have, you know, 27% paying more than 50% of their income.
Even with a moratorium on evictions during the pandemic, it's been tough for workers in that pay range to find and stay in an apartment. Finding a place to live isn't simple, even for professionals with higher incomes. Ryan Rhodes moved to Utah from Illinois a couple of years ago.
I eventually signed for an apartment in Marmalade, so just west of Capitol Hill, and so that was really nice.
This year, Ryan and his husband have been working to become homeowners, and that's another story. Stay tuned. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Yes, yeah, stay tuned. Tomorrow, part two of our series, Priced Out, Finding an Affordable Home in Utah. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1249. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's Len Thomas.
The noon hour drive proceeding very nicely right now. No delays on any of the freeways. A little bit of slowing as you take your way in Bangor Highway as you make your way from 5400 south to 7200 south, mainly due to some construction in there. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check this seven-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine, we are near 60 degrees for today. Strong canyon winds tonight and through early tomorrow morning. Watch out for the crosswinds on I-15 north of Salt Lake. Highs tomorrow 58. And then rain showers and some snow showers in the works for Wednesday. High at 54. More of the same on Thursday, also 54. 59, partly cloudy on Friday. We're up to 63. Saturday with a mixed sun and clouds. Sunshine on Sunday back up to 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 50 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Well, history was made at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. We'll have that story coming up next. KSL News Time, 1250.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or someone that works with products that could use a boost in sales? How would you like to increase your revenue and dominate the competition? Alpine Digital Consulting helps businesses like yours take advantage of the $500 billion online marketplace. They've successfully taken products with zero sales to top sellers on Amazon and other marketplaces. The best part, your product may qualify for their revenue share program. In other words, they only get paid from the additional sales they generate and just on the sales they generate. No more gambling thousands of dollars hoping for results. Alpine Digital Consulting has years of experience launching products both online and in retail stores. They know what works and what doesn't work. They can teach you how, or they can do it for you. Sell more now. Call Alpine Digital Consulting at 877-719-1221. 877-719-1221 or alpinedigitalconsulting.com.
I'll bet you didn't know that a will does not avoid probate. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I'll say that one again. A will does not avoid probate. Probate is a lawsuit that often only benefits creditors. Not only that, the state court makes your financial picture public to anyone who's nosy enough to want to see it. What a loss of privacy. A properly structured trust drafted by an attorney will help avoid probate. And those trusted qualified attorneys can be found at Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a full-service financial services firm that has helped thousands of families, and we can do the same for you. Our team of fiduciary advisors and trust attorneys can help get your financial life in order and keep it in order. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600.
Estate planning services offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Eric here with Wasatch Heat Cable. I'm excited that winter's behind us and summer's in sight. We had a mild winter, but we still saw a lot of ice dams wreaking havoc on homes. We all know heat cable protects homes through the winter, but when your heat cable has reached the end of its life or it's on its way out, it's time to have it checked. Now's the time of year when we inspect systems, perform critical maintenance, and do repairs, so next winter you don't end up with a big ice dam in the middle of January. With spring projects underway, inspecting your heat cable is one you'll want to add to the checklist. At Wasatch Heat Cable, we have the right equipment and knowledge to find the problems in your heat cable system before it's too late. This is what we do, and we've been doing it for 20 years. Call now, 801-866-1110. 801-866-1110. Call today and save 40% on your home inspection. Find us at wasatchheatcable.com. Schedule your appointment today and save 40%. That's wasatchheatcable.com.
Come on, the meeting's already started.
Sometimes it's important.
Last call, boarding gate number 9.
Sometimes it's urgent.
Captain Alarm.
Sometimes it's vital. Hospital treatment within 1 hour of a stroke can prevent lifelong disability. If you notice someone experiencing sudden weakness on one side or having a problem speaking, walking, or seeing, call 911 fast. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
KSL News Time, 12:54. History is made at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Details from ABC's Joey Waller.
Hideki Matsuyama gets Augusta's green jacket, the first Japanese man ever winning a major.
That hurts a little bit, but it's not going to hurt for long. Hideki Matsuyama walks around and taps it in. It's a bogey, and he's going to win Masters.
That's Masters Radio on Sirius XM. At age 29, Matsuyama leading by 4 shots earlier, winning by a stroke at 10 under.
It's thrilling to think that there are a lot of youngsters in Japan watching.
Joey Waller, ABC News.
Utah's Tony Finau tied for 10th. That is his third top 10 finish at the Masters. Watching Utah's Money, it is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. The Utah Film Commission says 3 new movies will be filmed in the state this year. The Governor's Office of Economic Development approved the films, which should bring in about $2 million to the state and 175 jobs. Intermountain Healthcare is taking over Utah-based Classic Air Medical. The company has about 30 aircraft. Details of the purchase were not released. Deer Valley is getting a new base area. The resort says it's reimagining about 15 acres worth of parking into new restaurants, a transportation hub, and other accommodations. And taking a look at your money at this moment, markets have been in negative territory today. The Dow is currently down by 115 points, sitting at 33,685. S&P 500 down by 9. The NASDAQ is down by 76 points. The British royal family, including Prince Harry, are reuniting to remember Prince Philip. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
It is the return of Prince Harry to Great Britain. After more than a year, he heads back to be with his family to remember his grandfather, the late Duke of Edinburgh.
Harry was very fond of Prince Philip. He had a huge amount of respect and affection for him. He spoke really highly of him. He spoke about how he didn't think the Queen could do what she had done in her later years without Philip by her side.
ABC News royal contributor Victoria Murphy. And while Harry goes back after recent controversies between his family and the royal family, ABC's Omid Scobie says...
Every family member at the moment is really on the same page in that they're here for one reason only. So any problems between family members, that's going to be left very much outside of this situation. Harry hasn't come over here with an ulterior motive other than to remember his grandfather.
Who, Harry says, was a man of service, honour and great humour, adding, quote, "He was my grandpa, master of the barbecue, legend of banter, and cheeky right till the end," for what it's worth. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:56.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.